Rock, Texas. PJ Barden is my name, and we're here on this Saturday, the 21st of January, 2017. And I tell you, folks, if Hillary Clinton had won, we would not have been here. It's as simple as that. The plan was to wipe out the alternative media, wipe out and destroy, in their terms of destroy, probably arrest everybody connected with the mainstream media. We know that from various sources. But we could call this Freedom Day, and the first day of the reform of a broken society, a broken world, an absolutely destroyed, semi-destroyed economies right across the world, and catastrophic debt. I mean, how do you else do you, apart from a nuclear weapon and outright war, which there's plenty of in the Middle East, how do you destroy a society? But as I say, they're destroying a society morally with political correctness and New Age left-wing liberal views. It's so much of society in America, Canada and Europe is destroyed and crippled, absolutely crippled. There's no doubt about it. But no, I don't really have a proper program prepared today. But obviously, it's all about Trump, as I've been up all night and had a few drinks, etc. But it's truly outstanding, right up to all the different phases of this Trump getting the nomination, getting through the campaign, which was, as he said himself, he was running against the media, the despicable, disgusting, Illuminati-owned. Zionist-owned media, and they all working in lockstep with the military-industrial complex, the farm industry, and everything that is demonic was backing Hillary Clinton. It's absolutely disgusting, and they're still at it. And the weapon they had, which was going to be enforced with the force of law, fake news. They are the biggest providers and purveyors of fake news, have been for 20, 30, 40 years, apart from the CIA and government agencies infiltrating the media, which they have right across the world. And right now they have one of the most crippled societies in Europe, apart from what you could say, the British Security Service being a subsidiary of the State Department and the CIA, which has been proven they are. Including this Mr. Steele and his appalling activities in trying to destroy Trump. I cannot believe the fact that he slightly exed the British Security Service is irrelevant. He and others, that they would put together a false dossier to destroy Trump, shows you where the British Security Services are. Absolutely appalling. And their efforts to derail the leave referendum vote as well. What happened in the north of England, that the murder of that appalling murder of Joe Cox, etc. The evidence is leaking out piece by piece on that as well. But we'll be dealing with that in a few weeks' time. But it is an outstanding result, really and truly. But I wouldn't get carried away in euphoria. I've never done that in my entire life. But it's phase one is blocking those who would destroy, and that is Hillary Clinton. Trump, be he, all his pluses and minuses, okay, it's day one. We can't expect much on day one. But all the things that the alternative media stand for. And he gave the alternative media a fair hearing. He really did. So the right to bear arms and the right to be an individual citizen and all these things that are RBN and people are fighting for, like what Ralph Winterose, I keep referring to him, the administrative state and the hijacking of law and order and the courts and everything to do with their lives. And it's going on not just to the same extent in Europe, but the biggest curse in Europe is political correctness. And then we had this week this disgusting bunch of, it's now dominated by showbiz, the World Economic Forum. I never paid much attention to it. You have the G7, the G20, the World Economic Forum. I've seen too many of these events, but it's now show busy people. If you can trump up £22,000 euros, you can and be vetted for security by security, you can show up at the World Economic Forum and talk crap to people like Bono, George Clooney and his trophy wife, what's her name, Alma, whatever her name is, human rights lawyer, oh my god, and the crap though, and Christine Lagarde. And what's the main thing that came out of the World Economic Forum? The cashless society, which yours truly here is nearly ready to go on, published now within a month or so. they are pushing everything that's demonic. I mean, there must, it was basically a bereavement of Hillary Clinton and the loss of Hillary Clinton. Awake. Yeah, the World Economic Forum was awake for Hillary Clinton and the loss of the liberal lefties. And the New World Order got a ferocious kicking. I mean, Brexit was the start off. It really was. And I agree with from Nigel Farage, who was there yesterday, and he deserves to be there, I dare say. But if Brexit hadn't happened, I don't think the American people, Trump would have had the guts to do it, but I don't think the American people would have had the guts to do what they did in putting Trump in such numbers, meaning enough of them go out to vote to do it. Because, again, people have to be led. Old have been more and more than ever. People have to be led. As much as they go on about things, they don't know how to organize. And they don't understand political structure. I know they know that. I've been in politics in four countries for many, many years. And the first thing you learn about going into politics, you go in very enthusiastically in your own party and party operations, forgetting about the public now and government, in the own party, in party political activity, the first thing you find out is human nature comes to the fore and the treacherous betrayal of you by friends who say they're going to vote at a convention or a meeting this way and that and don't show up and exhibit shocking judgment to people that you thought had political moxie. And you go into politics with maybe 10 or 15, 20 friends, I doubt if you come out the other end. This is party political, not being elected representative now. I doubt if you come out with two or three. And I've been through the process three or four times. But and I do compare notes with people from time to time. But then we have these other children on the streets shouting and screaming who don't understand politics. They don't understand why or where they are, who they are, and how they've got there, and how they've been kind of breastfed with everything. And they still cannot identify the real enemy, which is the out-of-control corporate state. It is out of control, as is the security agencies. 17 security agencies in America. And they are literally out of control. Is any wonder that Trump appointed his own security team in parallel to the Secret Service? Dead right, that is a hell of a signal. But it is fair to say, without any exaggeration, that the threats posed to Trump's life is 10 times bigger than JFK. The forces ranged against him. And George Soros and these other disgusting shills. How, I don't know how Soros is allowed to circulate in society. I just don't know. I don't know how Hillary Clinton is allowed to operate in society, considering the evidence against her. But it better, I tell you, Trump, he better within the first two or three months. I have no confidence whatsoever in this git Sessions. The three mistakes he's made is Pence, Sessions, and Pompeo. They're basically globalists. And Pence's history in his own state is disgraceful. He backed TPP. He backed the export of jobs. I don't know how the hell Trump could have picked him. It's beyond me. But there are some people in his administration I admire, but he's made mistakes already, Trump. He really has. And I think within a year it'll become obvious that those mistakes. But we'll see. We'll see. But the other thing that on the agenda, and I sincerely hope it's dealt with fairly quickly, is the Bundys, total innocent victims. The Bundys, the Hamiltons, and Tom Lacovara of RBN, who are in detention, so-called jail, being totally, one well, totally trumped-up charges. This better be dealt with for very quickly, within the first few months, or there's no hope of this administration doing anything. This is not hard to deal with. And the likes of the BLM, their role in this, which is now a paramilitary organization, you could say, of threats, intimidation, and blackmail. That's what they've been doing in Nevada, running people off the land. It's just disgraceful, absolutely disgraceful. But he has to get out these other people through the hearings. He's got Mattis through last night. So that was a token gesture so that the defense forces would have a head of the situation. But what do you call him? Watching him at the hearings, Secretary of State. The man is boring as hell. He's a drone. He's a company man, a company drone, but he has no personality whatsoever. Rex Tillerson. Rex Tillerson is his name. I don't know about him. I really don't. But I'm looking for somebody that we can be enthusiastic about. Probably the health secretary or human services secretary is put in place. There's so much on the agenda. It's never was there so much on the agenda to clean up in America. To get things in place would take 2 or 3 months, etc. But certainly within 6 months, we'll be looking at a rain check of the style and ability of Trump to do things. Because he has been a doer in the tricky business he's been in property development. And it'll be interesting to see. It sure will. But if you have anything to add to this and how the Trump election affects you, we could phone into 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But the weapon of choice, which was again going to be enacted into law, I mean, it really was, by Hillary Clinton, the fake news scam. Well, the fake news thing, what's his name, Larry, think of his name again in a minute, from Arkansas, has been blowing the lid on the Clintons. Nichols, what do you call him? He was saying about the tactic of the criminality is the thing you're committing crime on. What you do is you accuse your opposition of exactly what you're doing. And this is what ABC, CBS, CNN, now the two other apparatchiks in the ring, which is Google and Facebook. And Facebook had this phrase, I read it out before, and they're now censoring, openly announcing they're censoring their Facebook contributors by, if you seem to be violating community standards. How about that? What a phrase. Violating community standards. Now, that sounds awfully cozy, doesn't it? I mean, that you said something to upset. That is so wide. Why don't they say, even widen it further, or carry it to its logical conclusion, if you exist, you're guilty, and you're guilty if we say so. That's basically a definition of how that could be defined. But violating community standards. And the young generation who are totally propagandized by commercial entities on Facebook and their iPhones, they are the most brainwashed and provoked people, not to mention the damage that's been done by electronic smog to their brain. It's been proven in medical research recently by honest research that your brain is not fully developed until you're 24, 25, especially as a male. So these cell towers, what do they call them, 3, 4, and 5 capacity cell towers, G3, is it G4 and G5, they are frying your brains. They're absolutely destroying you, and that's what Virginia Farver, who has been on many, many programs across the internet, saying in San Diego, and these universities have these massive high-powered cell towers on the campus, which is doing shocking damage to young people's brains. I mean, shocking. I'm sick telling people in their own household who have a young infant, a babe in arms, I said, what the hell are you doing with, number one, a microwave, which is doing damage to the child, a router. You can get rid of a router, even if you're running a B&B with 5 rooms for rent. You can get a thing called a Dovolo unit. Plug it into the mains, and every plug picks up the internet with one of those units. 35, 40 quid. And the other thing is these roaming phones in households. They are giving off shocking cellular waves, electronic microwaves. Those three items, a microwave, a cellular phone, and a router. I mean, you're doing shocking damage yourself. And not to mention what's coming into the house from outside. It is just shocking. And that's what gives people, number one, at the most minimal, sleep disorders. It's guaranteed to give anybody, and different people are at different levels of sensitivity to it. But all that's going on, and this is the electronics industry, and this massive push to install smart meters and all the associated surveillance equipment attached to it. Again, I'm hoping I'll find out which government minister in the Trump organization has to do with that. And the FCC have 800 pages of legislation ready to go to put through the parliament regarding subjugating the internet, which will be, as I said before, 8 or 9, 10 levels of membership, depending on who you are, what you are, and what money you have. That's the way it's already going, and you can see that blatantly from Eric Schmidt and his disgusting activities in the Clinton campaign, totally perverting all the Google databases to facilitate Hillary Clinton. I mean, he admits it. He admits it. But, sorry. Excuse me. I said that we have a list here from, I think it's Mike Adams or J.D. Hayes and think of Natural News saying, here are the top Trump hate crime hoaxers of 2016. Following the presidential election in November, the freaked-out mainstream media invented a narrative that scores of alternative news sites published a number of fake, in brackets, fake news reports fed to them by Russian propagandists. Russian. This is like McCarthyism of the 1950s. Since then, of course, many of those same outlets have continued to publish fake news or to many of them push a fake narrative that they manufactured out of whole cloth just to superimpose their left-wing agenda onto the daily news cycle. And showing a photograph of somebody here, I'll see who it is in a minute. But one of the most heinous of all media crimes are when MSM, mainstream media outlets, push made-up hate crimes that turn out to be nothing of the sort. And in fact, we saw recently in Chicago, it's very likely that pushing a phony hate crime stories is having the effect of causing the ill-informed to act out, believing in some sort of retribution largely against Caucasians that is justified. Very badly written article here, J.D. Hayes. Anyway, one of the biggest recipients last year of hate crimes hoaxes was President-elect Donald Trump. And it said, vote Trump, black church arson. What's this? In the days before November 8th election, a historic African-American church in Greenville, Mississippi, was set on fire, gutting the institution, making it a total loss. The alleged perpetrator even left a spray-painted message on the scorched brick, vote Trump. Well, that was obviously a setup. Well, that's proof that a white, angry, bigoted, racist Trump supporter was the culprit. Joke. Only it wasn't. In fact, the Bug Out News Limited reporting or agency reported the suspected arsonist was not only black, but a member of the same church he allegedly burnt down, and we presume not a Trump supporter. Correct. But there's so many of these instances, as well as false flag instances carried out by the government, like Sandy Hook, etc. The lying hijab. A female college student from Lafayette, L.A., filed a complaint with local Louisiana, I presume, filed a complaint with the local police claiming that two men attacked her and robbed her of her wallet and hijab, the head covering that Muslim women wear. She also claimed that they shouted racial slurs at her and that one of the alleged attackers was wearing a Donald Trump hat. My God, what a conviction. Didn't happen. In fact, the woman wound up facing criminal charges herself for filing a false report. Another one of these hate crimes that were set up. Black woman harassed. A black woman's story about how a group of white male Trump supporters harassed her at a gas station in Delaware went viral after she posted the alleged incident on Facebook. Then police began investigating. Then suddenly she deleted her post and recanted her story. And police said, according to this report, she never even filed an official report. I see. But the news media ran with it anyway. Yeah. Oh, yeah, CNN, the Clinton News Network. Get my screen back up, yeah. The next one on the list, the gay Canadian. A gay filmmaker from Canada claimed he was assaulted by a gaggle of Trump supporters on Election Day. He claimed that the attackers shouted abusive slurs at him earlier in the evening at a bar before he was then beaten in a nearby alleyway. As evidence, he posted a bloodied picture of himself in an emergency room, saying the attackers smashed a beer bottle over his head and shouted a number of homosexual slurs, except that the whole story was a lie. The filmmaker's name, Chris Ball, never filed a police report, according to Santa Monica Police Department officials, and a police investigation revealed there was no record of Ball being treated at a local emergency room, as he claimed. So with no official record of the assault by Trump supporters and no official hospital record, one can only assume this was a complete hoax as well. And the other hate crime that was put into the news system was that Trump hates Muslims. Trump made a few speeches. He forgot to include the word extremist Muslims, which was a mistake, but that's what he was talking about, extremists. Another alleged incident involving an 18-year-old Muslim woman, this time in New York City. She claimed that she was attacked by a trio of drunk males who screamed Donald Trump and called her an effing terrorist, admonishing her to get the hell out of the country. She said they tried to pull her handbag and yank her hijab off her head, etc., etc., etc. But anyway, we're coming up to the first break, and we should be back in 3 or 4 minutes.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Okay, and we're coming back in again. This is the Barton Report from Republic Broadcasting, early morning Saturday, this the 21st of January, the day after Trump was elected. And I don't imagine there's many people up early this morning, but we give out the number anyway. I want to give your thoughts about Donald Trump. 800-313-9443. I'm just reading out a list of the despicable hate crimes that were 100% hoaxes put out by the mainstream media. We read out these Muslim hoaxes and then the swastika hoax. We've been told repeatedly throughout the campaign that Trump and his supporters were Nazis, so it only figures a couple of of those knuckleheads would act like Nazis at some point, right? Yeah, and of course they are. Two Northwestern University freshmen were accused of spray painting racist, homophobic graffiti along with Trump's name inside the university chapel, accompanied by some other derogatory things, defacing photos of Muslim students and the word God. The obvious implication was that the graffiti was intended to make it seem as though the accused were Trump supporters, even though news stories do not specifically state this. But that's the only reasonable explanation for why the two students would even mention our new our new president. Hateful notes. When Taylor Volk, a North Park University student, claimed she was receiving hateful notes and emails containing threatening language and mentions of support for Trump, school officials investigated. They found nothing. In fact, they discovered that those threats were fabricated. Trump hates Latinos, another fake news hate crime story. Anti-Latino graffiti at Ellen University stating, bye-bye Latinos, hasta la vista, was actually spray-painted by a Latino student who later tried to claim it was all just a joke. And of course, the mainstream media jumped right on the story before looking into its veracity as usual. Then another one. Accusing Trump of an attitude, saying, but he loves the KKK. Police said that a black man faked a hate crime, then set his girlfriend's car on fire and staged his own kidnapping, using his own blood to write KKK and then Trump in a bid to throw detectives off the trail of his deceit. One or two more to read. Another fake hate crime set up to destroy Trump. Rocking it for Trump, a black female student attending Bowling Green State University said that white male students wearing Trump shirts launched rocks at her and yelled the typical racist slurs that you hear about the day after Trump won the election. But as police found out, she wasn't even in the location she claimed to be in, and she regularly changed her story. And then, of course, Hillary Clinton gets involved. After three black students claimed to have been attacked by some white guys on a bus, a number of protests broke out, and there was an outrage expressed all over the social media and the campus, the University of Albany. The alleged incident even earned a shout-out tweet from Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. But in reality, the three black students were the aggressors and teamed up to harass a 19-year-old white female. But anyway, there's a list of 10 fake, quite nasty, quite hate crime stories that were totally made up. And then the mainstream media were going around looking for that kind of stuff. You could go around any day of the week and find that stuff. Most of it is false or perpetrated by absolute idiots. But just continuing on the fake news weaponry, it's not going to go away. Mainstream media now worse than Pravda. Indie media leaders, independent leaders call on President Trump to classify CNN, The Washington Post, and The New York Times as subversive propaganda. But anyway, we're at the bottom of the hour break, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, and we're coming back in again, and I'm continuing on this subject of which was a shocking part of the election campaign: fake news, disinformation, and attack, and just absolute barefaced lies. Like one of the biggest sins and perversions committed by the mainstream media. It's one thing to take sides on candidates, but to go to Trump rallies and have fixed position cameras and not show the sweep of the room how many people were at the rallies was absolute barefaced criminality in the media. Hillary Clinton was getting as low as 150-300. I think the biggest rally she had was 2,500. Trump was ranging from 3,500, 5, 10, 15, 25, and 30,000 people per, depending on the size of the venue. And usually the venue was oversubscribed by 2 or 3 to 1. And that was everywhere he went in the United States. And that alone could indicate that the polls were completely wrong. Completely and totally wrong, as they were over Brexit. And again, the the government agencies, security agencies involved in manipulating the things, but the way they poll now by home phoning, polling all across the phone and the internet is a joke. As I said before, the only way to poll people correctly is on the street with a clipboard and pen and trained surveyors asking a fixed set of questions to a broad stream of people. And you will get a very accurate poll of what people are thinking. But they're saying here, the mainstream media is now worse than Pravda. Independent media leaders call on President Trump to classify CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times as subversive propaganda. And it is. They have gone so low, they are despicable. Another thing that came out during the week about the so-called Great Washington Post and Carl Bernstein, who is a grossly bloated image, he really has. Back then, that Mickey Mouse event, the Watergate, blown out of all proportion by Henry Kissinger and the CIA, who facilitated the Washington Post in pushing the leaking the news to them. So it was, again, the security agency was the main mover in the Washington Post story. And that film made by, Robert Redford with himself and the other actor, eulogizing the Washington Post, Justin Hoffman, was absolutely beyond all. There's 10,000 times bigger stories now and multiple stories of what's going on, blatant perversion by governments of the news and criminality. But they were saying here... When left-wing extremist Democrats are in power, they often change long-standing rules just so as they can get their way. One of the most recent examples of this paving the way is Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid invoked the so-called nuclear option in 2010 so the Democratic Senate majority could bypass the long-standing 60-vote threshold and usher in Obamacare. The same technique was employed by Reid afterwards to help Obama appoint radically leftist judges to the federal bench. Well, Harry Reid, again, how is that guy walking around a free man, considering what he's up to in Nevada? And then on the other side, Republican John McCain in Arizona. That's how leftists operate. If they win elections, they call it the will of the people. They use the Constitution when it suits them and the federal courts when they don't get their way. When you hear of obstructionism in Washington, D.C., the most prolific and skilled practitioner are Democrats and left-wing allies in the same bureaucracy. But they have had help along the way from Republicans, too. And indeed, the congressional GOP majority just gave authorization. Leftists... leftists a huge boost by passing legislation that essentially constructs a Ministry of Truth. This is Hitler's Ministry of Truth being resurrected here under Obama, in a country where one of the founding principles is freedom of the press. A Ministry of Truth in the USA, well, here's how it works, and here's what Obama has already put in place using the National Defense Authorization Act. As noted by All People Pipeline, that's a news bureau, is it? The measure, which was signed by President Obama as part of the most recent National Defense Authorization Act, its aim is the Countering Information Warfare Act 2016, and its actual number is S-2692. Indeed, Obama has just handed the next president and all future presidents the power to censor and even destroy the mainstream media. Well, that's Trump got into power on the fact that he would not do anything like that, and he would dismantle these laws. And he was facilitated greatly by the alternative media in getting into power. As reported to Zero Hedge, the site noted that in June 2016 that the bill to create a de facto Ministry of Truth was quietly introduced. As with the other controversial legislation, Congress would rather keep from the public the then-named bill Countering Foreign Propaganda and Disinformation 2016, and was the latest attempt by the governing elite to curtail press freedoms. That is, the press, the establishment of both major parties disagree with most. Yeah, they have their selected media. Introduced in mid-summer by Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican Illinois, and Ted Lieu, the Democrat California, H.R. 5181 sought to create a whole Well, you hear the title, a whole government approach without the bureaucratic restrictions to allow the government to counter foreign disinformation and manipulation. Well, they're demonizing RT Rush Today, which happens to be one of the best news sources in the world. And it's extremely broadstream and extremely open to the public. And as I say, it's Peter Lavelle, Crosstalk, runs one of the best programs on it. But the reporters and producers are British, American, European and Russian. And there's quite a mix of them. It's not a Russian government propaganda statement. And I can compare it to 23 others, and it certainly is not. Which the two lawmakers said they believe threaten the world's security and stability. That's just going back to this Disinformation Act. Threatened. They themselves are the threat. And if no great nation's intelligence services have ever engaged in propaganda, as if no great nation's intelligence have ever engaged in propaganda before, it's only a staple of intelligence as counterintelligence operations. Nevertheless, a similar bill was introduced in the Senate, see above, by Senator Rob Portman, Republican, Ohio, which essentially represents a return to Cold War-era government-led propaganda engagements. And it goes on and on, saying about the details of the bill. But this is unreal. It's 1984, it's McCarthyism, and it's in Honecker's Germany being revisited in the United States of America. But as regards rescinding Obama's laws, well, if they prove Obama is an American citizen, which he isn't, and his name, real name is Barry Satoru, his entire presidency can be negated. And then Trump will become not the 45th president, Trump will become the 44th president of the United States. But that may happen yet, as Judge Shapiro, what do you call him, who's got the information on the falsified birth certificate, and the fact that Obama was a CIA asset in his youth in abroad as well. But anyway, treasonous fake news outlet CNN appears to encourage Trump assassination. This is what they did a few 48 hours ago. They started discussing in the run-up to the inauguration, what if Donald Trump was assassinated, and they're showing him in the crosshairs of a gun sight. This is what CNN were doing 2 days ago. Natural News is writing this article, and I think it is J.D. Hayes again. The far left has become so unhinged in the wake of President-elect Donald Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton in November that its behavior is bordering on the criminal. Well, it absolutely is. And treason. Discredited fake news outlet CNN is being heavily criticized for a report that seems to suggest there could be an assassination of president-elect in the offering. Well, this is written a few 3 days ago, okay? And that should happen. And they're nodding that it should happen. The Obama cabinet pick would be waiting in the wings to take over. Yeah, if you weren't sworn in, it's the existing government stays in power. As reporters reported by InfoWars, the story headlined, "Disaster could put Obama cabinet in the Oval Office," says there is no specific threat that is targeting the inauguration, and then goes on to fantasize about who would be in charge if an attack hit the incoming president, just as the transfer of power was underway. And this is what this was the contribution of RBN to the inauguration. It's normal in the inauguration that party politics, even if the radio station or TV has taken sides on a candidate, and you can expect that in a normal society, to be totally neutral at an inauguration. But this is what they were pumping out. And it says here, you can almost feel the dripping resentment for Trump and hope that something bad will happen to him, just as an Obama sycophant could seize the reins of power. Okay. CNN said that an individual named the designated presidential successor, that's a term in the Constitution called the designated presidential successor, if the president drops dead at that particular point, will not be at the inauguration as security precaution, but it won't be a Trump cabinet secretary, it will be an Obama appointee. The report goes on to emphasize that a president president from the prior administration would then take power if there was an attack, because none of the Trump cabinet picks have been confirmed by the Senate. Oh yeah, it was a very vulnerable point this last 3 days, according to the fake news network, again CNN, CBS, and the rest of them. The designated presidential successor would probably be Tom Shannon, the Undersecretary of Political Affairs and the Obama appointee, as he's the longest-serving public official or political official, actually. CNN teases the political attack scenario on the inauguration by noting it would create chaos and hire theater. Then aired clips from ABC's weekly series Designated Survivor. Okay. But CNN, despicable organization, beyond words to describe how rotten they are. And just to include Google in this, who are equally most of their activity behind the scenes, why is Google News still running fake news sources like CNN and WAPO while banning real news from the new media? Let's read a brief piece of this point. Then go on to the 10 biggest purveyors of fake news in 2016. We'll just name them, who, what they said and what they did. But actually, in the wake of the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton's second loss in seeking the presidency, the mainstream media blamed it not on her poor candidacy, but instead on the rash of fake news. Oh my God. Published by independent alternative media sites that were being fed Russian propaganda. I mean, this is so childish. Even though the original perpetrator of that hoax, the Washington Post, later published a sort of retraction. Social media and major news agitator Google, along with Facebook, announced they would no longer publish fake news. J.D. Hayes must be a bit pissed when he wrote this. This is terrible English. Good God! So Google is against fake news, really. Well, they're the biggest manufacturers of it on the planet, with CNN and the CIA. But you can still find plenty of fake news stories in Google news feeds. So that, what gives? For instance, a recent search of Google News using the phrase Russian hacking U.S. election turned up hundreds of stories from so-called mainstream media sources reporting as fact that the Russian government hacked the November elections via stealing data from the Democratic National Committee, that would get them anywhere, and handing it to WikiLeaks to influence the election in favor of President-elect Donald Trump. Two problems with those claims. Get the screen back up. Two problems with those claims, which have also been made by Obama administration using the assessment of careerist bureaucrats' integrity. They are completely unproven and unsubstantiated, number one. Even today, the intelligence community, Democrats, the White House admit there is no way to tell if leaked damaging information, which no one has just denied is true, has any effect whatsoever on the election outcome. But you find stories like this all over Google news feeds and on news feeds picked up by and distributed by Facebook and going onto the mobile phones of this young generation of kids who are so gullible. It's not true. She's covering the same ground again and again in this article, etc. I don't mean to be overdoing this on fake news, but it's been around for years and years and years. But the reason it's so, it was massive in the election campaign, massive. And then they were coming out after the election to accuse the alternative media of the source of fake news, which was an absolute lie. The alternative media deals in surreal fact and separating fact from fiction. And this wrap-up article here by Hayes again. The 10 biggest purveyors of fake news in 2016, CNN, Washington Post, MSNBC, Forbes, and more. And he's saying the first sentence here, this past year will be remembered for a lot of things, including the year the so-called fake news helped one unlikely presidential candidate win the White House. For weeks since Donald Trump vanquished two-time presidential loser Hillary Clinton, a narrative emerged that fake news, as in propaganda fed to hundreds of alternative media news sites by Russian intelligence, swayed voters away from Clinton and into Trump's corner. A joke. No proof has ever emerged to substantiate this. Okay. Anyway, he said, what's in mind? We have the 10 worst offenders of fake news in 2016. The Russian did it, and the Washington Post. The paper meant the Post, the Washington Compost, as Mike, as Mark Dice calls it, and that is what it is. It's absolutely sewage that comes out of the New York Times and the Washington Post. The paper, they used to call themselves the paper of record, the New York Times. Joke, disinformation. The paper mainstreamed the narrative that the Russians hacked the election with a shoddy piece of journalism reporting that Russian intelligence gave hundreds of alternative media sites, including ours, that's Natural News, propaganda in the form of news aimed at helping Trump and hurting Clinton, playing her role. Clinton would later blame it on the same grudge Russian President Vladimir Putin, but she was actually naming Alex Jones by name. That's because Trump gave an interview to Alex Jones. The sole source of the story was some shady, never-before-heard-of group of experts in various fields who claimed their analysis concluded without a doubt that Russian counterintelligence had meddled in our election. Well, the background joke to all this, all governments, the Brits, the Americans, Canadians, the Russians, the Chinese, hack the hell out of each other and spy on every aspect of each other's information and emails, upside down, inside out, every minute of every day. You have to accept that as an adult. That's what goes on. But the fact is, what you do with the information. And recently, the Chinese got a hold of a list of every single federal employee in the United States and a database. How they got that and why that was on one database was ridiculous. And the Chinese have that now. All the employment details of every federal employee in the United States. And Obama admitted that. And what? Nothing said in the media about it. Absolutely nothing. And the Chinese own half of the ports on the west coast of America, as a little detail. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break of this hour, and we'll be back in 2 minutes or so.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay. Oh, you only give me 10 seconds after that. Okay. But anyway, we're continuing on this carry-on of the appalling, vicious attack of criminality of the media in the election. And it is a miracle that Trump came through. But the man is genuine in believing in America. It's hard to believe we've come across a billionaire who believes in the American people and has put them first. And he really is. And he has a more very earthy feel when he talks to people. Admittedly, he has lived amongst money and inherited money all his life, but he is a unique combination, etc., and nobody is claiming he's perfect. But his manifesto, and I'm trying to, I have it printed down here, I've mislaid it, his 30 points manifesto pointer is outstanding, and his own campaign didn't push it out that much. I'm very annoyed about that. But it is truly amazing he came through. And I have never in my life, I've been watching from the age of 10 or 12 politics for over 50 years. I've never in my life, and I've been involved in campaign, I've been a speechwriter, a campaign manager, road manager, on every level of politics, press officer, the whole lot. And I've been involved heavily in three or four countries, and in the UK with Farage and UKIP. And I've never seen such a conspiracy of criminal, the military-industrial complex, Hillary Clinton, and every despicable corporate entity and shill and New Age freak in the world walking in lockstep with her to get her elected. I've never seen such it was a manifestation of evil. There's no doubt about it. And it is a miracle that they were beaten, considering the forces ranged against Trump and the misvoting and this appalling piece of crap that she won the popular vote. Obama facilitated 3 million illegals to vote. Therefore, add that bulk of those 3 million, plus the gross misvoting of the electronic machines controlled by the Democratic Party in key states, Trump won the popular vote by about at least 5 million votes. And that will be proven when the specialist organization who analyze elections go into this. He won on every single level. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, if you have anything to add to this, the phone-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Okay, I'm trying to keep my voice working today. But another despicable part of the Clinton campaign, Clinton friend who gave $20,000 to the DNC, and he is a disturbed looking schmuck here, there's a photograph of him here, was just arrested for threatening to kill Donald Trump at the inauguration. Well, he gives the details of this. And who's writing this? Mary Wilder of Natural News writing this. There have been quiet rumblings of the potential of an assassination attempt on President Donald Trump since he started picking up steam in the presidential primaries. While most of this appeared to just be poor humor, speculation, and the ramblings of radical lunatics, the Trump inauguration quickly, with the Trump inauguration rapidly approaching, it is time for the authorities to start taking these kinds of threats a lot more seriously. The most recent example of this has been the case of Dominic Populo, P-U-O-P-O-L-O, Populo, a reportedly homeless man whose family has close ties with the Clintons. I don't know how they have. Clinton's involved with somebody who's homeless. That's shocking. 51-year-old Populo posted a video on Twitter, well, he's not money to do that, where he threatened to murder the president-elect. He was apprehended shortly thereafter when police officers found him at a Subway restaurant in Miami, Florida, despite the fact that many in the mainstream media claim that Populo is just some mentally deranged lunatic. Well, he looks disturbed. You see the photograph of him here. That doesn't appear to be the case, at least not in the traditional sense. Gabriel Samuels, the Independent reports, this is the London Independent, of the Independent, Mr. Populo appeared in court in Miami following his arrest, and his defense lawyer recommended he be given a full psychological evaluation to determine his mental state. But anyway, we're at the top of the hour, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic
does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.